Let me start this way. No, just keep your Bible. I don't want it. Young man on a university campus here in the United States. And in fact, this young man was named Kevin. And at the age of 16, he and his twin brother Keith had decided that they were going to be atheists. Now, their mother was a Christian, so she wasn't very happy about that. But they were very serious about it. They even went to meetings where they were taught what to say when somebody came to you and tried to talk about God with you, and what to say to rebut that. Well, upon graduating from high school, Keith and Kevin both decided to stay at home. They lived in Madison, Wisconsin, not too far from here. And they decided to stay at home and go to the University of Wisconsin there in Madison. And they rode the city buses back and forth to the campus. And Kevin was telling this story at one of our conventions. And he said he got off the bus one morning. It was kind of a misty, rainy morning. Man standing there with a suit on and an overcoat and an umbrella. And he was trying to hand out little green testaments, kind of like this one. And Kevin told him no, he didn't need it. He didn't want it. Well, it was quite a ways to where Kevin had his class. So he started walking towards the building where his class was, and he got about 50 to 100 yards up the path, and there was another man dressed pretty much the same as the first one, handing out little green testaments. And he told him no also. But then he started thinking, you know, these guys are going to be bugging me all day. If I just take one and pretend that I'm reading it, they'll let me alone. So about the third or fourth one he walked by, he took one, and he opened to Matthew, and he started reading. Now, Kevin didn't say what he read out of Matthew, but he turned around, never went to class that day, went back home, and spent it all day reading from this little testament in his room. By that evening, God had touched Kevin's heart. He got on his knees, and he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. But you know, as soon as you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a burden for the lost. And of course, Kevin's thoughts went to his brother Keith. He thought, oh, what am I going to tell Keith? How am I going to present Jesus to Keith? And Kevin said, well, Keith's room was right down the hall, so he started heading towards Keith's room. And he said, as I was going, I was trembling. I didn't know what I was going to say to Keith. I got to Keith's room, and he knocked on the door. And Keith, from the inside, said, come in. He opened the door. And there was Keith at the end of his bed, kneeling with a little green testament in his hand. He had accepted Christ also. Excuse me. That's why Gideons do what Gideons do. We're called to distribute God's word throughout the world. And we do that by placing God's word in hotels and motels. We hand them out in schools. We don't get into schools very much anymore, but we still try to do schools. We hand them out in colleges, on college campuses. Matter of fact, just a few weeks ago, the Ohio State University, we handed out over 12,500 one morning. The same morning at Bowling Green, we handed out over 3,300. And a week later at the University of Toledo, we handed out about 3,500. And that happens all around the state of Ohio. We do distributions at Miami. We do them at Kent State and at Akron. And it's just a blessing to go onto those campuses and place God's word in the hand of students there. Students and faculty both. Just last year, our local camp here in Sandusky County, we handed out 620 some at Terra. We do it every year at Terra. And Terra is open to letting us come in and distribute God's word. At the fair, some of you may have seen us at the fair. We have a booth at the fair that we hand out God's word. And we handed out about 750 testaments at the fair this year. It's truly a blessing. We go, of course, to hotels and motels and place Bibles in drawers. I hope you've seen them all. I hope as you've traveled, you've seen Bibles similar to this one. A Bible like this cost the Gideons about $5. Okay, and they place it in hotels and motels. A little testament like this in our country costs about $1.35. But worldwide, the cost of distributing in other countries is about $1.25 for a little testament like this. And it's, I have to tell you that over the last year, God has allowed us to hand 84.5 million testaments and Bibles worldwide. Gideons are now active in 196 countries, and we distribute God's word in 96 languages. So, by the way, I have to tell you though, the need is great in those other countries. There's only about 12 of the countries that we're in, 12 or 13, something like that, where they actually collect enough money to buy all their own Bibles. About 70% of the Bibles are purchased from monies that we receive here in the United States, from churches like yours, from Gideons themselves giving to what's called the Faith Fund, and from other sources that we have here in the United States. About 70% of the money is collected to provide Bibles throughout the world. So of those 84 million, 84.5 million last year, about 70% of them were paid for by the United States, churches here in the United States, and people here in the United States. Let me tell you another story that I just came across the other day. It was actually one of our DVDs from our international convention this last year. Young man received a testament on a high school campus. Kind of like this, only they're orange that we hand out to high school students and junior high students. And he got one like this. This young man was had no intention of reading it. He was addicted to drugs. He said on this DVD that he would take drugs in the morning before he went to school. He would take drugs during the day at school, and after school he would again. And he was, you know, just in a hopeless situation. Upon graduating from high school, he continued in that same lifestyle. And he finally got to the point where he said, I got to the point where I believed that the world would probably be better off without me. And he had kind of decided he was going to commit suicide. And then he thought, you know, what if hell is real? Then I'm going to go there if I commit suicide. And he remembered that little testimony he had gotten like 4 years before. He still had it. And he said on the DVD, he said, I don't even know why I had it anymore. I had never read it, but I still had it. And he started reading in the Testament. He said, I only got to Matthew 7:7, where it says, Seek and you shall find. Ask and the door will be opened. Seek and you shall find. I got to get this right. Okay? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And the next part, for everyone who asks receives, and he who finds, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. And he said, you know, that was about the dumbest thing he had ever read. It didn't make sense. He said, I'm part of that everyone, but I've never seen God. I've never experienced God. And what he said, God, if you're really real, I'm going to give you 30 days to make yourself known to me. That's quite a challenge, you know? But he said, you know, upon reading that, he said, I realized I had to do something to actually do that seeking and asking. So he said, I decided I was going to go to church. Well, he said, you know, everybody in the town that I was from, it was a small town, everybody knew me, knew that I was a drug addict and everything else. He said, so I went to church here in that town, and he said, it was cold. It was just like nobody wanted to even talk to me. He said, so he went there 2 weeks, he said, and he decided that wasn't working. So he decided to go to the next town, small town, and he went to a little church there. And he said, he sat in that church service. And he said, at the end of the church service, a little old lady walked up to him and said, is this the first time you've ever been to here, to our church? And he said, yeah. And she said, would you come back? And he said, I had an earring. He said, I had a pierced tongue, a ring in my tongue. He said, I had hair down to my shoulders. I was dressed like a druggie. And he said, she never mentioned anything about that. She just said, would you come back again? He said, it was the first time I was ever invited to come to a church. And it was by a little old lady. He said later, she was 72. So she's not so old. Not too much older than I am. Okay? That gets younger and younger all the time, you know? So he said, I did want to go back. Just because she had said that. And she hadn't, she didn't comment about how I was dressed, how I looked, or anything. He said, I went back the next week. And he said, I heard a man preach. And he said, I could tell that man, he preached with such a passion, I could tell that he believed everything that was in here. And he said, he even walked down the aisle, walked by him, as he was preaching. Apparently Pastor Max does that at times, walks around in here. He said, and I could just see in his eyes the love, the compassion of Jesus. And he said, during that church service, I actually heard God speak to me. And he said, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who knocks, everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. He said, I heard God say that to me. And he said, all I could do, I didn't know how to pray. He said, all I could do is, I went up to that altar. And he said, all I said is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all I've done. I'm sorry. And he said, I just kept saying it over and over. And he said, I was changed. He said, I didn't have a drug dependency at all anymore. He said, I was totally changed. Today he's a pastor. And he said, we've seen many in my church receive Jesus in a similar way to what I did. God's word does not return void. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall, I can't even remember that now, okay? It shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. I'm losing my scriptures this morning for some reason. We believe that God's word does not return void. And that's why we go to many places in the world, even here, and distribute God's word. Because we believe it will not return void. Giddings International is an association of Christian business and professional men. But I have to tell you that our wives are involved in this ministry too, in something called the Giddings Auxiliary. And let me tell you just a short story about an auxiliary lady that also, they go out and they distribute Bibles and they witness too. She was involved in her local food bank at her local church. They had a food bank at their church. And every week she'd take four or five little personal worker testaments. They're just like this, and only they're a different color. They're a periwinkle color. It's a real pretty blue. And she'd take them with her. And at the end of the one day, a young woman came up to her and said, last week I was here, and you gave me one of those little Bibles. I've been reading from it every day, and you prayed with me. And the auxiliary lady felt the nudging of the Holy Spirit to ask this young woman if she'd accepted Christ. So she did. And a young woman had tears streaming down her face, and she said, no, but I want to. Can you help me? Well, I don't know if you've ever looked at one of these little testaments or not. In the back, there's a plan of salvation. GPS, God's plan of salvation. Okay, GPS. Okay. And the young, the auxiliary lady pulled out one of hers that she had there with her, and she read through that plan of salvation with that young woman, and that young woman prayed to accept Christ right there. The ladies are a vital part of our ministry. They spend a lot of time in prayer for Gideons, as Gideons travel especially. They spend time distributing God's word too. They place Bibles in doctors and dentist offices, full Bibles in the waiting rooms. They give little white medical testaments to nurses and staff in doctors' offices and dentist offices. Also in nursing homes, they hand out the little white testaments like this to nursing staff and the aides there too. They place Bibles like this in nursing homes also in the waiting areas. And together we distribute hospital testaments are called. They're a large print testament in nursing homes and in hospitals. And it's just a joy to go with our wives to distribute God's word too. It's certainly a blessing of ministry. So how can you help with this ministry? Well, there's three things I would like to ask. First of all, I would ask that you would keep us in your prayers. You know, there are men that travel across the ocean, and we go to countries sometimes where Christianity is not the accepted religion. Sometimes we go to Muslim countries where it's not even safe necessarily to distribute God's word. But we have camps, they're called, in those countries, and we still distribute God's word there anyway. Sometimes men do lose their lives there. And I had some stories about that too, but I'm not going to go there right now. So remember, say your prayers. By the way, we do keep your church in our prayers too. We have a prayer calendar for all the churches in Sandusky County that our camp prays for. So we keep you and your pastor in prayer too. Secondly, there could be a man and his wife sitting here today that might be interested in the Gideon ministry. And if you are interested in knowing more about it, I'd certainly be glad to talk to you after the service about it. It is a fabulous ministry to be involved in. And thirdly, of course, you're going to have an opportunity to give. And are the plates going to be back there again? We're going to pass them around. Okay. We're going to pass them around, so you're going to have an opportunity to give to the Gideon ministry. Again, remember what I said, about $5 for a Bible like this, about $1.30 for a Bible like this, or, you know, Testament. Also, you'll find in your bulletin today, there's an insert that looks like this. It tells you a lot about the Gideon ministry. There's also an envelope in there. If you want to write a check and you forgot to bring your checkbook, you can stick it right in there and put a stamp on it, mail it, and it'll get to our camp. And it'll get into the offering for your church, too, if you want to do it that way, too. That's certainly a possibility. We just thank you for the way your church has supported us in the past. We pray that God will continue to bless you and that you will bless the Gideons through your gifts, too. We do thank you for the opportunity. We thank Pastor Max, even though he's not here today, and you, the congregation of Trinity, that you are supported us so well in the past, and we thank you for that. God bless.